If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Good morning, everybody. Kendra here. Sue, we were talking about how, you know, Mother's Day is Sunday, and just in, you know, perfect form for moms everywhere, most of us will be doing something else other than being, you know, serviced at a spa or, you know.
I think most moms, you know, will be at soccer tournaments, dance competitions, you know, they'll be at graduations.
Yeah,
there's a lot of graduations going on, parties, that kind of thing. So, you know, we were like, I'm going to be at a graduation and on a plane. You're going to be waiting on your daughter, who's just going to have gotten braces on. That's going to be a lot of fun. So we're asking people, what do you have going on? I think we have Katie on the phone from Peabody. Katie, what do you have going on Mother's Day?
I'll see. We have two soccer games, two baseball games, and Saturday we have a volleyball tournament.
Oh, my God.
So I feel your pain.
Wow, that's way worse than I ever had. I never had back-to-back days.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
So you will not...
I go to work on a 12 overnight on Sunday. I'm a nurse, so...
Oh, my gosh.
So Sunday, like, after the going into Monday, you mean?
Overnight, 7P to 7A. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So there's no downtime for you?
There's never downtime in my life, no.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. They're okay. 7 and 10.
So let me just recap this again, Katie. So volleyball tournament. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because
we're laughing
both
with
know.
You.
So volleyball tournament all day Saturday. And then you said... Two soccer tournaments on Sunday?
Two soccer games, a club in town, and then baseball.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Katie. Lord. And then she goes to work Sunday night.
I know. Happy Mother's Day, Katie.
That's right.
We love that you're listening. Thank you so much.
We love you so much.
Take care.
Bye. All right, let's take another call here. I think we have Julie on the phone. Hi, Julie. What do you have going on for Mother's Day?
So I'm the mom of four daughters, and I've spent the Mother's Day on the soccer field, the lacrosse field, and the softball field.
Yep, that sounds familiar.
Yes.
This year, I'll be at WPI watching the rowing team row, so I'll be at a regatta.
Oh, my God. I love it. I mean, we're complaining, but, like, it's so common. Like, every mom everywhere, and dads, too, but this is Mother's Day, so we're focusing on the moms. But, you know, everybody is sitting at a practice field somewhere, something for your children.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, this is the prime time for, like, tournaments, graduations, parties, everything else. So I don't think there's many moms out there that just have a completely... open day. It's just,
well, who are you if you do? I mean, like, where does that exist?
I know. I want to know who those moms are that are at the spa.
Why do they schedule them on Mother's Day and Father's Day? Like, why don't sporting events or things just do them on, like,
a
Saturday?
They don't care about Mother's Day and Father's Day. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. They're not going to say, we're not going to have the tournament because it's Mother's Day.
Why not?
No way. No way.
Maybe
no
I can
way.
Start a revolt. I'll work on it.
Well, enjoy the regatta. Thank you for checking in.
Thanks, ladies. Have a great day. Enjoy
Happy Mother's Day.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.